I talked with Robinson for about 45 minutes a little bit earlier this afternoon. He did not want to be recorded. He acknowledged that there is an investigation underway and that his attorney advised him not to discuss it with the media. His attorney, by the way, is former U.S. Attorney Doug Jones, who is making a bid for U.S. Senate. This investigation centers on Robinson reportedly telling residents of his district in Inglenook and Tarrant that they should resist EPA efforts to clean up these neighborhoods.
So yeah, reportedly hundreds of properties sampled for lead and arsenic and other pollutants showed, quote, potentially unhealthy levels of contamination, according to the article. What does Robinson say about this?
Well, Robinson seems to blame GASP for a lot of this uproar over the air quality in the area. GASP is an advocacy group that was founded in 2009, and it's become sort of a watchdog group for air quality in the North Birmingham area especially. Robinson tells me GASP was raising a lot of these concerns with the EPA, and everything was fine up until then. He says that the EPA had no issues with some of the industry in the area, namely ABC Coke. Now, ABC Coke is a Drummond company that is the largest producer of foundry coke in the United States, which is used to make coal. So Robinson basically is saying that everything was well and good until GASP got involved and started raising a stink.
And a spokeswoman for Balch and Bingham told AL.com Robinson's foundation was contracted to do work and was paid for its services. She wouldn't say any more than that. But do we know any more about the nature of that work?
This is where Robinson started to get really vague. He told me that from February 2015 to June 2016, he launched a campaign to survey the area, and that was the work that Balch and Bingham contracted him to do. Part of that work involved talking to residents, blanketing the area with literature, meeting with church and city leaders. This powerful law firm chose him, he says, because he knows the area well. But again, he was very vague as to what exactly this campaign set out to do.
So what did he tell residents of Inglenook and Tarrant?
Well, Robinson told me that he was merely educating the people out in Tarrant and Inglenook. He says he told them that they weren't going to get any additional money if their area is brought up and considered to be a Superfund area. These are areas that the EPA is set to clean up over a long period of time. And he said, if your area is considered a Superfund, that means you're going to have to pay the same amount of taxes, but your property values will go down. And he said that the area will be considered toxic and you're pretty much stuck. So he didn't make it sound very appealing to those residents. He also told them that it was something like a 15 to 30 year process to come in and try and clean everything up.
So basically, you're stuck. Just tough it out.
Just tough it out. He said he wasn't discouraging them from having their properties tested, but he did say that he urged them to demand that the EPA perform two tests simultaneously by two independent firms. And I asked him why, and he said just to make sure that it's all accurate, that they're not getting inaccurate results as to the quality of the levels of pollution out there.
And so what are Robinson's feelings about this investigation?
Well, he told me, and I quote, "I'm in the meat grinder." He said he just asked the Lord to help him deal with this. He said, quote, "I know I'm right." And he seems a little bit concerned, but, he said those folks out in Tarrant and Inglenook were enjoying their lives and living a fine quality of life until this all started.
That was WBHM's news director, Gigi Duban. Gigi, thanks so much for stopping in and talking about this. Again, we'll continue to follow this this report as it continues to break. Again, Representative Oliver Robinson is under investigation, and we'll have more on that in the coming days. Gigi, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.